Hi, welcome to live coding music with microblocks and microcontrollers. This is Bernat Romagosa. I come from Barcelona, and I work as a Snap and microblocks developer at SAP, together in the same company with Jan Sanyadga, and together in the same project with a lot of people here in the room, like John, who is the creator of microblogs and so many other things, like Turgut, like Kathy, and of course, Jan Sanyadga, who also contribute to microblogs. For the purpose of this talk, I never mentioned this, but for the purpose of this talk, I will mention I am an ex-musician. I used to play in a reggae band for a bunch of years. And recently, I got into making music again with microcontrollers, so I guess that makes me a musician again. But I don't know, you'll have to judge after this. And you can find me here, so that's who I am. And next, I guess I should talk about what microblogs is in case you didn't attend John, Kathy, and Turgut's talk yesterday. So microblogs is a, well, first of all, you can find all about it here, but I'll brief you in. So it's visual blocks in the same way that Scratch and Snap are. And I mentioned these two languages because these are the closest relatives. The blocks are one thing. What's behind the blocks is a different thing. The blocks is how we present the code. But what's most important about these three languages is that they are live, they are parallel. And that's usually not mentioned when we talk about blocks-based programming. We put them in the same bag. But that would be like putting all text-based languages in the same bag, right? There are languages that are interpreted, others that are compiled. So yeah, it's like Scratch and Snap, but for microcontrollers. These are small computer-like devices. It's a live language. It's an autonomous language. That means that the code runs actually inside of the microcontroller, and you can